Hello there, this is the CJH, and you're listening to the CJH podcast, where we talk movies, rants, speculation, and more.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Send a scanning crew aboard. I want every part of this ship checked.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another episode of the CJH podcast. I am your host, CJ Hogan. Join me later in the episode will be Bill the Mod. We have a lot to discuss in entertainment and pop culture, so let's waste no more time. Hit us up on our social media, thecjhpodcast.websearch.com. Hit us up on hashtag thecjh. Join in the conversation, because we want to hear from you.
So, today's topic, I guess, right now, is reboots. And what are your thoughts on the Home Alone reboot? That you just may have learned about just now.
Oh, God. Stop making my character obvious. You. Oh. So, they're making many a reboots. They're making a Macaulay Culkin was like, man, I want some 80s, you know, Space Jam on that. And a fucking... And they're toasting up the bread, and they're putting on,
they're remaking, like, Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Which is just, oversaturated, movie, right?
The fourth movie, they remade it. They changed the actors, and everyone hated it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good as a TV movie.
Yeah.
So is Hop.
And then...
Hop was the perfect straight-to-TV movie.
I guess.
Right.
And then they're remaking Natural Museum. Night of the Museum.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Which is another Robin Williams movie. It's like...
No, it's not Robert Williams. It's
no,
that guy
Robin Williams.
Thank you. Not at all. Theodore Roosevelt, 26th President of these United States of America, at your service.
Bill Sterling...
This motherfucker, do you speak it?
Ben Stiller was the main character.
Yeah.
But Robin Williams was in it.
Oh, yeah, he was a little soldier guy.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, that was Owen Wilson.
I don't mean to be rude here, Doc, but you probably go 0 to 60 in, like, what, 3.5 years?
He was, like, on a horse or whatever. Teddy Roosevelt. But,
I think, Adam Sandler should be...
Well, you know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to do. It's going to be a female reboot. But,
That'd be easy.
Obviously. That's what they do.
Let's talk about Adam Sandler, and would he fit in that role?
No, I don't think...
No one likes
him.
He's
done. Nobody,
I don't know one likes
his
him.
His career is over.
But maybe if
you
he
heard
has,
it here first at CJH Podcast.
Maybe
Adam Sandler's
if he wasn't
career.
Controlled...
Or, by I the, mean, the corporate... Like,
no, I mean, maybe if he was controlled by the corp, Viacom, they could get him.
Yeah.
To act rationally.
Exactly.
And not, like...
Not, you know, crazy and all. But, I guess sincere what you say. You say something so controversial, yet so brave.
I know.
And then I gotta, you know.
I know.
But, so yeah, like, they're remaking all... They bought Fox just so they could remake these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Viacom, right?
No, it's Disney. Oh, Disney bought Disney. Fox.
Who's doing that?
Viacom bought Garfield.
That's all they bought?
I think so, yeah. They bought Garfield. So now SpongeBob and Garfield can, like, cross over, I guess?
Pot, I guess.
Yeah.
Viacom sounds evil. Whenever someone says Viacom, I just think, like, the worst.
I guess, but Disney's even worse, so...
Yeah.
But,
But they sound like a... They sound like a villain.
I didn't realize... You know GoPro, right?
Yeah.
Disney owns GoPro. I was looking up all these fucking assets that Disney owns.
Yeah.
And they own GoPro.
That's strange.
I was like, yeah. I was like, what?
I would never think that.
Yeah.
So, cartoon reboots now.
Cartoon reboots. The Zim. Invader Zim.
Oh, yeah.
That you just learned about.
I actually knew about it.
Oh, you knew about it. But.
So, they were set to make it on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But then they couldn't... They didn't bother finishing it, though.
Yeah.
So, Netflix took over.
Yeah.
And they got the original creator... John Vasquez.
And the voice actors? And
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got that. But I'm not... Their voices aren't that special.
Well, they always cancel stuff on Netflix. So you watch. They'll come out with the show and then they'll cancel it. Because look what they did to, what's that horse show?
Horseman?
Yeah.
BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, they made a spin-off show, and then they canceled it. Or, what's the other one?
That needed to be canceled.
Really?
There was one episode where it was, like, 20 minutes of him, like, ranting about how he's, like, obvious and shit like that.
But he broke the... The fourth wall, or
yeah, he broke the fourth wall, and they were expecting the audience to be like,
"Oh!"
But it fucking happens every episode.
Yeah,
every arc it happens. So yeah. I'm not fucking crazy about it.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Speaking of that, like I read today that laugh tracks, are usually from the 50s, so all those. People that you hear in laugh tracks are dead.
Yeah.
What about? Isn't that crazy?
What about Bing Bong Theory?
Bing Bang Theory? I don't know. That I is think crazy. That's a live audience, isn't it?
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I doubt it.
There was like one guy in the audience like, boo!
Yeah. I don't think Sheldon Cooper is that smart.
Yeah.
You know.
But, to get back on track, I guess, like, remaking all these shows, it's like they remade Lion King.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's promising.
No, it wasn't apparently.
Wait.
Because it looked so dead. They were like,
was the CGI?
Simba was supposed to cry during the death of Mufasa, right?
Oh yeah.
There's no emotion in the fucking eyes.
Yeah.
There's like
they're like.
The sad thing is, you see a fan that does, there's, they,
I what, hear what's, people calling
have you,
out
have
for
you
comments.
Seen, like, oh. Where a fan can do it better?
Oh, yeah, that's happening a lot.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, they just cast people, and they don't get that they have no musical.
Well, no, it's not that, it's like, they actually look like the cartoon characters in the fan rendering. And, like, they have emotion. But in the movie, it's like, oh, it's just a lion talking.
Oh, yeah.
With no facial expressions. It's like, oh, this is Natural Geographic, I guess. It's a documentary with voice dubs. That's pretty much what it is. And then they remade Aladdin. I don't know. I watched a little bit of it. It's not too bad, but it could be worse. The Beauty and the Beast remake, that was alright, I suppose. But again, it could have been better. I don't know what they'll do. Like, will they remake Treasure Planet? You saw Treasure Planet, right?
God.
Or like dinosaur and shit. Like,
I don't. Oh God, I did not see.
You did not. This fail. This interview fail. He knows nothing. See, this is what happens. We research and then we sound all smart, and then when we
listen. It's the dynamic.
The dynamic.
Listen to me really closely. It's just the dynamic of the show.
Okay. I don't know anything.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
Bill don't know. Bill just ad lib.
Yeah, he just ad libs.
Me, Bill.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much that about reboots, I guess. They're trash, and they need to stop. Just fucking do original shit. This is why I should fucking sell 13 verse to them. It's like, that's original. I guess. That's that topic, so the next topic will be whatever I make it, so.